again for this worship time, guys. I am very rarely without words, but I'm slightly without words after experiencing that. I don't know if you guys knew that student accounts had someone who could shred the drums like that, did you? Come on. Man, guys, we are blessed here. So much joy in the room this morning. Amen? Amen. Come on. I'm super privileged to get to announce our speaker. He's a friend, a family member, if you don't know that already. And he is someone I've gotten to walk with in different stages as a student. He was the president here as I served as ASB president a couple of years ago. I got to work with him, and now on staff, I get to see just more and more layers of his leadership and his heart. And there's three things I've learned about Dr. Hall that I think you all should know. One is that he loves Simpson. Absolutely. You see him rocking the Simpson Redhawks socks all the time. He loves Simpson. More importantly, though, the second thing is he loves students. He loves you guys. More than the University of Simpson University, he loves each and every one of you. He loves his staff, his faculty. And I've just been blessed to see just how much he has a love for the people who are hosted on this campus. The third thing I have learned is that none of this would get done at all without his wife, Allison. So if you see Allison Hall walking around, thank her as well. And if you are blessed enough to eat some of the desserts she bakes, I'm just saying, nothing's coming close. So would you guys stand up and welcome with me our president, Dr. Norman Hall.
Setup. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Don't let me forget. Look at that, slip down in. Don't let me forget this free pizza coupon later on. That's what I'm talking about. Has anybody tried the new Sage pizzas in the Union? Holy mackerel. Hey, let's also give Alyssa a hand because she's got to keep up with me today with clicking. Okay, let's just give a couple of updates. All right. First of all, we are growing stronger. Simpson University has eclipsed our headcount, maybe ever, but at least in 20 years. Gary and the enrollment team, well done. They're even better looking this year. Give them a hand for the enrollment team. And how about those 16 baptisms this year? How about that? Yeah. Hey, let me interrupt just for a minute. I know Noah just told you not to use your phones, but I'm going to give you a little permission. Go in and download Candle Light. We're going to need to use those later on. It's just a little candle light. At some point, you'll thank me and be on a romantic picnic, and you'll say, oh, I'll set up my candle light. Candlelight. Okay, let's give a little bit of highlights for some faculty. Dr. Thomas Amwando, who leads our engineering program, presented a paper this summer, received the overall best paper in the Industrial Engineering Division from the American Society for Engineering Education. Yes, Dr. Amwando. And Dr. Cornelius Beck had his contributions to the Kingdom Life Bible published this year, and we are super proud of him. And then finally, Dr. Ryan Brasher represented Simpson University at an international conference in Pakistan's Afghan repatriation plan. And that is no small thing to be invited and have somebody pay for you to come across the country, the world, to share your wisdom. And finally, Professor Sarah Falk was appointed the team captain of our semi-pro soccer team in town, Spartak. I don't know if you know, but we're the first in the universe to take advantage of an opportunity that the BRN, the Board of Registered Nursing, that controls nursing opportunities in California for education. We're the first in the universe to apply for and receive access to a larger nursing program by using the most sophisticated mannequins, and now we're doubling the size of our nursing program big thanks to our nursing ladies and gentlemen that run the faculty. Give them a hand. New women's flag football team under Coach Rob Harlow.
Yeah.
And a new dance team under the famous cheer coach Nikki Burbank. Now, I really want you, at the right moment, I want you to be upstanding. That's a British term for stand up and yell and clap. Because our very own sage, Christine Castro, who's been a valued member of the Simpson University Dining Services team. She was awarded the prestigious Alan Gayman Hospitality Award presented annually to one person nationwide. And we know she's special. Now she has a trophy to remind. Thank you, Christine. Just a little housekeeping. Did you know we're trying something new? It's not actually a scholarship, but we're trying to invigorate, provide opportunity to grow our choir program. Did you know that you could be paid $500 a semester to be in the choir program? How many of you knew that? Okay, now everybody can raise your hand. Now you know. It is my hope that we will reinvigorate and grow our choir program and in the future launch a marching band program. Okay, so today, the message today is really, really simple. Some things, for those of you who were here last year, will be similar to past messages, but I'm sure it will be worth your full attention. So at the beginning of the year, it's always good to ask this question, why am I here? There's a great short story about a rabbi who was wandering around back in the Roman times, and he was saying his morning prayers and looking down, and he bumped into a Roman centurion. The Roman centurion said, "Who are you and what are you doing here?" Well, besides scaring the rabbi, it occurred to him that those are some of the most powerful questions that he could be asked. And he said to the centurion, "How much are you paid to shout that at me?" He said, 2 denarii every day. He said, "I will pay you 4 denarii to stand outside my door and ask me that question when I come and go." Does anybody else see the wisdom in that? At least I know I lose my way sometimes. The who am I and what am I doing here is a profoundly important question. So today, we're going to talk about that from an institutional perspective, and we're going to talk about it from a personal perspective. Now what I need volunteers. Now, Jake, you're going to help me. If you would, you just got voluntold, right? So I want you to walk down the aisle to equivocate like half of the room, okay? And then stand right there. Yeah, keep going that way. All right. Stop right there. Okay, now, I need the loudest female soccer player to come up here. Player to come up here. It's funny how everybody knows who they are, so come on up. Come on up. Yeah, you'll be right here. The loudest football. Who is it? Is it Blue? Come on up, Blue. And then I need, who's the loudest athlete overall? All right. No, clearly not Joe. Who's the loudest athlete in the world? All right, Christian, come on up. So we should have 3 posters, and we're going to learn the mission statement. You get it? So why are we here? Who are you and what are you doing here? So we're going to do an exercise of who we are collectively and why we're here. So the first person over there should have on their poster, starting with Simpson University as a Christ-centered learning community. Then the next person's going to go back there with Jacob. Okay, well, they're figuring it out. So the first person is going to represent this side of the house, okay? You guys all got this? And you're going to start with, let's put the, okay, Simpson University, first side of the house. No, you probably want to stay down there. Ah, no, come on up. It's all right. Yeah, you can see you better. All right. So Simpson University goes here. All right, and then the next words are committed. Come right here by me. All right, and then over there for a lifetime of meaningful work. You can even stand on the speaker if you want, just to tell your mom that you stood on the speaker in chapel today. All right, so there's going to be a contest. So this side of the house says, let's see if you can do it. Simpson University. That's okay. Now, behind Jake, everybody in the back of the house gets this verse. Committed to, ready? I think those people had frosted donuts this morning. Yeah. All right. Now, this side of the house gets for a lifetime, ready? Who wins? Okay? So, and I do have prizes, but not for this one. All right, whoever of these three wins gets a free pizza. Okay? All right, ready? Who are you? What are you doing here? I would add, where did you come from? I intend to help you with at least three answers. Effusive faith, the three things that we want from graduates at Simpson University. That'll be a big part of our conversation today, effusive faith. Critical competence. You are here to learn to think. I know the faculty believe this. We're not telling you what to think. We're telling you how to think. You're going to learn how to think. If you ever want to talk about cognitive development and Perry theories and so on, talk to me. I can tell you literally about how you will learn to think and what that looks like. And then finally, courageous leadership. I'm asking you to stretch. We will stretch and support you to learn to know what is important. Speak up and speak out. Speak up and speak out of love. That's going to be central to our theme today. That will be a big part to your success in the world that lies ahead. Turn to your neighbor and say, love. Well, that was very weak. Say it like the gal that you have a crush on that's sitting right next to you, or guy, and say, love. Is the most important thing on the planet. Wait, what? Chicken dinner. Now that I have your attention, I've always wanted to put chicken duck in a program because I knew everybody would giggle. Wait, what? I'm glad you asked. There is more to this claim. Now I want you to stand up with me because I'm going to read from Scripture. Okay? Stand up. Say to your neighbor, we're going to read from Scripture. All right. If I speak, this is all about love. This is the center of the gospel as far as I'm concerned. If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. You hear that? Nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Let's describe love. It is patient. I know you've heard this before, but burrow in and listen carefully. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's what sets us apart. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. Don't miss this, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Go ahead and have a seat. So now it's time to introduce you to my next contest. It's going to be a contest with the women against the men. Who thinks they can win? Women, can you win? So Mrs. Luganville taught me this song in third grade, and it has always been a recentering voice in my point of view. And in my heart, I'm hoping you associate this song with your life from now on. Here's the contest. Let's put up the first verse. Oh, you know it. Who can sing this with me? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. How'd we do? All right. Now the next verse. This is for you, because you got to get your throat warmed up, all right? So, ready? Hang on. Where's Jules and my guy? Come on up. They need help. Help them out. You can see the words up there. Now, here's something to help you. When you say, everywhere, you gotta put three syllables and go. Everywhere I go, oh, oh. Can you do it? Let's hear it. Go. I'm going to let it shine, and you're going to see his voice saying, go. You're going to help me win. Now, here's the contest. Now, in the back, I have enough coupons for all the men or all the women to get a free pizza and save. Does that sound good? Yeah. I like pizza when I was in college. Right, okay. So, you're gonna lead the women, and you're gonna lead the men. So, let's go to the next verse. Okay. This is the women's verse. Ready? So you're gonna go, in my brother's heart. Okay, all right. So you ready? Ready? Go, women.
In my brother's heart. In my brother's heart, I'm gonna let it shine. In my brother's heart, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Now, let's go to the next one. Now, this is instructive. I don't know if you notice I'm doing this on purpose, because in today's world, men and women don't see each other as God's creation. They see each other as objects. We're set apart as people of faith. We have to break through that and see one another as people. So I'm kind of sneaking in a message here. Ready? So.
In my sister's soul.
So I know who I'm buying pizza for.
Come on, you'll get that on the way out. Thank these guys for being here. So the notion is that God is light and God is love, right? Do we know that? I think I'm in good company to propose that there's nothing more important, more powerful than love. Let me ask you this, fill in the blank. God is?
Good.
Wow. Right on, try it again. God is?
Good.
I'm going to let it show. John 3:16, for God so
loved
the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:17, Jesus came in the world not to condemn the world, but to save it. So let me ask you this. Are we called to live as Christ? Be vocal.
Yes.
One more time. Are we called to live as Christ?
Yes.
Then it seems to me that you and I were created to participate in sharing and living out love to a darkening world, to use our effusive faith, our confidence, and courage to take light to dark places, to be influencers, to be change makers, and bringers of light, the light of love. That's why we're here at Simpson University, to prepare to go out to the world and be change makers, influencers, light bearers. You are God's plan. It seems to me that you and I were created, as I said before, to participate in the sharing and living out love to the darkening world. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So what, now what? I like to set things in context. So I'm just going to say it out loud. I think we're in the end times. Anybody else think that?
Yeah.
Here's why I think it. First of all, Dr. Pat Blewett told me that it was true. And that's good enough for me, amen? Give Pat a hand there. Let's refer to what's going on in Scripture in these times. Besides the fact that Dr. Blue told me the end times, we have biblical clues. Here's the first one. Wars, conflict, and unrest. This is from Matthew and from Luke. Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of war, but that these were the beginning of birth pains. Natural disasters, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are listed as markers of the end times. Global turmoil. In Luke, it says nations in distress, fear and confusion over events happening in the heavens and on earth. Sounding familiar? Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Moral decline. Paul warned that in the last days, people would be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Lawlessness. Jesus said lawlessness would increase and the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. I don't mind spending a little bit of money for free pizza if I can get through to your soul to remind you that you were designed for love. Deception. False teachers, false prophets, and even false Christs would arise to mislead many. That's in Matthew. Signs of Israel, return of Jewish people. Prophets like Ezekiel and Isaiah foresaw Israel being gathered back to their land. Zechariah said Jerusalem would become burdensome stone for the nations. Anybody else say, Signs in church. The gospel preached worldwide. Jesus said the end of the world would not come until the gospel had been proclaimed to all nations. falling away. Some will abandon the faith, following deceiving spirits and teachings not from God. Persecution of believers, increasing hostility toward Christians, is also mentioned. And then cosmic and spiritual signs, heavenly disturbances, the sun darkened, the moon not giving its light, stars falling, and the rise of the Antichrist, the powerful figure who will oppose God and deceive nations. Does anybody hear that? If you do, join me in saying, That's curious, isn't it? That's powerful. It's right from Scripture. If we get into Scripture, it tells us things. Now, again, what then should we do? I'll just say chicken duck, and you'll know that's what I mean. Seven practices. What we could do. Here are some scripturally rooted answers. And no surprises here. You should readily see that they are all rooted in what? Love. Scripture, yes. And love. Good answer, Noah. Just add love. Okay. Number one, guard your heart against growing cold. Because of the increase of wickedness, love?
Love.
Of the most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Stay rooted in Christ through prayer and reading of Scripture so that bitterness, fear, or weariness don't choke out.
Love.
All right, we got to try it again. I'm afraid you're going to sleep. I might have more free pizzas. Okay. I don't, but work with me. When I do this, say love really loud. Ready?
Love!
Okay. So, show tangible compassion, Galatians 6:10. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Practice. Actively look for ways to through serving, whether feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, or supporting fellow believers. Encourage and strengthen one another. Encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That's today. Make fellowship a priority. Speak life into others, especially when discouragement or fear grows. We have a whole nation filled with anxiety. And
love
is the answer. Anybody agree? Say, Forgive freely and pursue unity. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on practice. Choose reconciliation over resentment. Hear this. There's somebody in here needs to reconcile with somebody else in here or at home. That's the center of the notion of model the healing power of Christ's forgiveness. Next one is beyond comfort zones. Your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Practice. Respond to hostility with grace. That is hard. Pray for those who oppose you and let disarm anger. Anybody else starting to believe love is central? Can I get an amen? Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in
love.
Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become the body of Christ. And there we will find our fullness. Share the gospel with humility and compassion, letting shape both your words and tone. You know what I'm talking about when somebody says, I didn't say that. He said, well, you intoned that. And then off to the races we go with an argument. If is the driver of your tone, everything changes. Finally, live sacrificially. But by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Let's do it one more time loud. One another. Put others first. Give your time, energy, and resources, even at cost to yourself, as living witnesses of Christ. Okay, let's see if we can land this plane with something you can remember. Some of you have under your seat little prizes. Reach under there, grab those. Others of you have Now flick those on if you have the prize. Others of you have phones, go to that little candle light. Does anybody else notice? Let's go to the next slide. You're doing a great job and we're almost done. Natalie, are you happy with it?
Yes.
All right. Next slide, please, Alyssa. Just as a curiosity, as I say, I put this slide in here in order to say, let's see if we can land this plane. And then I look, and there's a dog on the plane. Anybody else think that's fascinating? You think that dog was riding with him the whole time? All right. So, this is why we're here, to prepare to be excellent, to live as courageous influencers. This is why you're here. I believe that the orchestrated influence of God in the universe brought you here right now to prepare you to go out and be champions of love, to be different, to be set apart, to take the light of Christ, his light, the love of God, your light to dark places. I want you to remember this. Don't ever forget this. Let's say it's a physics thing. You know, light and darkness cannot inhabit the same place. It only takes one person with the courage to walk into the room and turn the lights on to change the whole world. I believe God's plan for that is you. So let's put the last verse up on the screen. And I'm going to ask you to hold up your candle or your phone. Let's flip the lights off and sing this last verse together. All right, can we hit this light? I don't know if this light will go off. Ready? All around the world. Wait, you got more enthusiasm, ready? We're gonna take this out into the world today. So we need full enthusiasm. Hold them high, everybody. All around the world. I pray that he will lift you up. I pray that he will even fill you up in such a way that you feel him in your soul today as you prepare to be change makers for a world that desperately needs what God has prepared you to bring. Go in peace. Shalom.